men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overzealous Foulball Catcher.
Mr. Overzealous Foulball Catcher.
You're nowhere close to that foul ball heading for the bleachers. Who cares? You're going for it.
That ball's mine!
Hot dog vendors, old ladies, infants. You mow them over like a diesel-powered combine.
Yeah!
Ashamed of your souvenir fervor? Hardly. You scratch and gouge your way to the ball like a bloodthirsty wolverine.
You're a feisty rodent.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Bully of the Bleachers. Because why pay for a souvenir when you can fight for one?
Mr. Overzealous Foulball Catcher.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week two fantasy football for the RBFFL. Week two in the books now, and I think we're seeing some pretty, well, I don't know whether it's, there's no analysis done here statistically. This is just the eyeball test, but it does look like scores have gone up. Wide receivers are definitely outperforming. And this week, no different. If you had players in the Baltimore-Miami game, if you had some Bills players, there are some standouts. But we're going to jump into it. It was kind of a week of hero to zero, or zero to hero. Now, there are some heroes that have carried over, but it really does feel a little bit like that. But not for our first game and our first teams. The Devils, 143, get off to a very, very fast start against the Budgies, 102, who, not so much. We'll get to where the standings are a little later, but Rogers, 14, bounce back. That's the zero to hero classification. Eckler, 17. That was a really, really nice, just a great match. Evans, 9, now looks like going to serve a suspension this week. Chase was quieter. He had 10, certainly not the first week heroics. Higbee was good, 14. Gibson has had a solid start. He was solid last year too, so no different there with 11. Williams was outstanding with 30. And special teams were also outstanding with 38. And pretty much, well, not the difference, but were very, very good. Tua on the bench had 46. I don't usually talk quarterbacks, but he was outstanding. Wilson had 11. Dodson, 17. Nice rookie start. Wilson, 35. Another great rookie. So some good pickups there from the rookie draft. Potentially, 143 is a very nice score. 102 for the Budgies. Cousins was extremely disappointing. He had three picks and a fumble in four positions, and they easily could have drawn close there, but he was horrible. Taylor had 6, not fantastic this week. They are struggling, Indianapolis. Boyd had 5. St. Brown, 43. Could potentially be the non-keeper of our fantasy history. I would argue that. More to be seen, but after 2 weeks, it's looking like it. Conklin had 10, 4 for Smith-Schuster, Ayuk 11, 20 for special teams. Not much on the bench. And that's kind of the part of it that's a little concerning at the moment. So it was the Devils beating the Budgies. So let's get on to game two of the review. Hamsters, 151, defeating the Muddies, 64. Whoosh. Let's go to the Hamsters. And they look scorching hot right now. Wilson, 10. And he's not playing that good. He's going to get a lot better. You just have to see it. 10 to Mixon, 51 to Diggs. He was just unstoppable against Tennessee, who, by the way, looked terrible. 14 for Debo. I wonder if he'll do better now that Jimmy is in town. Taysom Hill had one. Harris had 13. Bateman, 29. Very, very nice keep. Special teams, 23. Also very good on the bench. Henderson had 10. 13. Oh, that's about it. So, 151. Big score this week. Defeating the Muddies, 64. Winston, 1. Kamara didn't play. Late no-show. Johnson, 13. Burks, 8. Schultz, minus 1. Looks like he's out. Montgomery had 20. Waller had 17. Special teams, 6. Not so good. Palmer on the bench had 13. Michael Thomas might actually get a start this week. He had 18. Ugh, not a lot to talk about. But we will get to the standings in a moment. Next game up, the Dockers, 130, defeating the Finns, 89. Fast start, Dockers. 34 for Allen, sensation. 8 for Fournette. Sutton, big week this week with 24. Looks like Judy, who had 2, may actually be out, but we'll see what happens next week. Kelsey hasn't really gone off yet. He had 10. Williams had 9. London, the rookie, 24. And 19 for the Rams. On the bench, nothing to report. But let's just establish kind of the vision here. You add St. Brown in there. Maybe you wouldn't have put in London. But, wow. This team with Brown would be very, very exciting. They defeated the Finns, 89. Mahomes, 19. Barkley, 11. 9 for Cooks. 11 for Brown. Ertz had 15. Etienne had 8. Chark didn't score. And special teams had 16. On the bench, Mostert had 10. Smith had 14. Dropped a guaranteed touchdown. Everett had 13. So a little bit of glimmer of hope on the bench, but the Finns go down to the Dockers in the game of the week. And there would be some frustrated Mauler fans, I think, sitting in the stands right now. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But the Cows won 70, jump out to a 2-0 start. Big, big win, defeating the Maulers 162. Kara had 18. Carter had 9. Cup 34. Oh, is that looking like the trade of the year? 7 for Hardman. Hockenson had 5. Tariq, 53. I don't think he even had any points at halftime. He may have only had 5 going into the fourth quarter. Kirk had 25. He's been very good in special teams. Had 19. And then on the bench, I don't talk about quarterbacks too much, but Will, Goff, 26, and Wentz, 28. Wow. And then Duvernay had 21, although he did go off injured and maybe out for a week. For the Maulers, Herbert had 24, although he looks like he's injured. Broken rib cartilage, may miss a week or two. Cook had 6 in a very disappointing Minnesota effort. Cooper bounced back with 30. 14 for CeeDee Lamb. Andrews, 30. Chubb, 31. Godwin didn't start. Didn't start. Special teams, 27. Let's look to the bench. Would he have put Tyler Lockett in? That would have been a win. Would he have put Samuel in? That would have been a win. Wow. Isaiah Likely would have got him a tie. That's just killer. But it happens. The Cows get the win. Okay, let's keep moving along here. The Wipeouts, 125, defeated the Queens, 90. 125 with 57 to Jackson. 8 to Jacobs, 12 to Brown. Metcalf had 7. Goddard had 13. Dillon had 7. Valles-Scantling had 3. Special teams at 18. And let me repeat, Jackson had 57. Can you get 57 every week? He thinks not. On the bench, Pollard had 19. And that is about it. For the Queens, their 90 came 7 from Brady. Henry had 8. Moore had 13. Higgins had 19. Looked good. Cole Kmet had nothing. He looked terrible. Swift, 16. Looking very good. Thielen had 9. Special teams had 18. On the bench, Lawrence might get a start. You'd have to think it's a possibility. Sanders had 11. Have to be in consideration next week. Ingram had 11. That is all for now. Wipeouts beat the Queens. And in the final game, reigning champions, the Costanders, 143, defeat the Crabs, 17. Hurts had 37. Really, really good game for Hurts. He looks great, by the way. 21 for McCaffrey. Robinson bounces back, gets 15. Waddle, 45. He was in that huge game with Tariq and Jackson and everybody else. Pitts had 3. Connor had 6. Questionable. Julio didn't play. And then special teams had 16. On the bench, Edwards Alaire had 15. Bryce Hall had 13. 16 to Harris. Yeah, some good points on the bench. And Pittman didn't play. 143. Nice score. 170 for the Crabs. That used to win you games. Doesn't win you games anymore. Murray had 23, all came pretty late. 4 for Edmonds, bad decision to put him in the lineup. Adams, regretting his move, 9. McLaurin had 11, 12 for Freiermuth. Jones, 36, very nice. Jefferson, only 10, was blanketed. Special teams had 12 with a stupid insertion. Bad team management. 12 for McKissick on the bench, 15 for Robinson, 15 for Deontay Smith, and that is all she wrote. So let's go to the standings. It's 2 weeks now, so you've got a little bit of a feel for it, and it looks like the North struggling big time, although it's not struggling from a points perspective, but it is struggling from a win-loss perspective. 1-1 Wipeouts lead the division from the 0-2 Maulers and the 0-2 Queens. In the South, the Dockers and the Cows are 2-0, scoring very nicely. And the Finns are 1-1, certainly in the mix. In the East, the Costanzas and the Crabs are 1-1. The Muddies are 0-2 and struggling royally. And in the West, the 2-0 Devils and the 2-0 Hamsters lead the division, and the Budgies are 0-2. Now, you'd have to say that Budgies are scoring enough to potentially get a couple of wins and move back in the right direction. The Muddies, not so much. You've just got to worry about their ability to score. It's too early to rule them out, but boy, they're not looking good. And the Queens need work with the Maulers, although the Maulers did score very, very big this week. You say it every week, doesn't look like it's possible to keep scoring big numbers, and I don't think it will. So there will be a balance. It will come good. First 2 or 3 weeks are always a bit weird because defense is getting sorted out, offense is getting sorted out. We'll see what happens. This week, some great matchups. The Crabs play the Devils, and it's going to be an absolute cracker. At the moment, Evans is suspended, so there'll be some changes there, but it looks like a really, really good matchup. The Wipeouts play the Maulers. Very important for the Maulers to get a win there. They are favoured to win at this point. Definitely the Wipeouts and the Maulers will have to make some good decisions with team selection. Queens play the Finns. I like the Finns there all day long. Dockers play the Cows. One of these teams will remain undefeated. At the moment, it is the Cows that are a slight favourite. The Costanzas play the Muddies. Should be an easy chalked up win for the Costanzas. And the Budgies play the Hamsters. I like the Hamsters to start the season 3-0 and be my favourite. Hey, that's it, guys. End of the week. Have a good one. Good luck. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Cell Phone Holster Wearer.
Mr. Cell Phone Holster Wearer.
A six-shooter? No. A two-handed broadsword? No. Your hip is permanently strapped with 3 inches of cold cellular steel, and you're not afraid to use it.
As long as I'm not roaming.
Through optimal cellular positioning, you answer calls in under a second. Anything over that, and you might as well be using smoke signals.
Barbecue!
Ignoring the fact that cell phones are now small enough to fit in your pocket, you tell the world, I have a cell phone, and it's not in my pocket.
I'm just happy to see you.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh hero of the holster, because on our speed dial, you'll always be number one.
Mr. Cell Phone Holster.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.